This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Fucking the five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. Show. On demand. Did you like that intro? I liked it. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning back in to the most slam-packed on-demand audio extravaganza of all time, the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, episode 61, for you, the listener. It's going to be a great show today. I'm going to get into what today's show is about, but before I do, I want to send out a personal thank you to each and every one of you that downloaded last week's show and every show we've had before that. This is the 61st edition of the podcast. And I really, really, really appreciate anybody who takes the time out of their day to go over and check out what I got to say, what Ashley Imani, DJ Motai all have to say. Last week's episode was awesome. We had the one and only Mr. Drank in My Cup himself, Kurko Bangs, platinum-selling music superstar. And not only did we have that, we had future platinum-selling superstars. We had my band, 2011, on the show. That's right, brother. Dig it, sucka. We had played an interview back in the day that we did with Andre from Fuha on his talk show, Big Words. It was an awesome interview. I really liked it. And you know, when I was watching it, or listening, rather, when I was listening back to it, I said that if I could be any superhero, I'd want to be the Green Arrow. For some reason at the time, I said I wanted to be the Green Arrow. And it had me thinking. I was like, man, I forgot CW has their show Arrow out, which is, you know, the television series following Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow. And so I was like, man, I think that's on Netflix. So I went over and I looked on Netflix, and lo and behold, Arrow is on Netflix, the first season, all 23 episodes. So I've been submersing myself in all things Green Arrow as of late after listening to that show, after listening to that interview. See, with the Brad Gilmore Show, not only do you get audio entertainment, you get put on to other types of entertainment that are going to be fun to watch and listen and learn from later, brother. So thank you is what I'm trying to say. Thank you if you go to iTunes and you hit that subscribe button and you give us 5 stars and you rate it. Shout out to you if you go on Stitcher Radio and add us to your playlist. Shout out to you. That's right, you. Listening right now to the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand if you're listening on Podbean or on the Brad Gilmore Show app, which you can go to bradgilmore.podbean.com/mobile and save it to your home screen. And there you go. You got the BG Show app right there on your smartphone. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Hold your applause. This is your podcast, not mine, to quote Jay-Z for a second. Great week for me. Had a busy, busy weekend, 4th of July weekend. I told y'all on the last podcast I was heading out to Austin, Texas, and I had a great time out there. Me and my girlfriend went out to Austin. We stayed at the Doubletree out there. Really, really nice hotel. The only thing is I think there was like some elderly people convention there. I don't know exactly what it was. I don't know if it was like a 85th high school reunion at the Doubletree that we get in Austin, because there were a lot of elderly people. And you know me, I love my grandmother. I love older people. I have fun talking to the older people because they know so much more than we do. But it was just weird to walk in and my girlfriend and I are walking down the pool. She's in this like bikini, and then there are all these like old men staring at her. And you know what? Maybe that's not such a bad thing. You know, I'm sure when I'm that age, I don't think it ever turns off. I think we're always going to turn our heads when a pretty woman walks by. But it was just cool. It was different. I wasn't expecting it. But we had a great time. Went out to Barton Springs. Ate at a lot of great restaurants, including this little place called El Chupacabra, which I go to every time. It's right over there on 6th Street. I go there every time I go to Austin. I recommend it. If you go there, look for a request a waiter named Brian. Shout out to Brian. He filled us in on his story. He's from Hartford, Connecticut, I believe. He moved down to Austin a year ago because he came to visit a friend and he fell in love with the city and he moved instantly. Left Hartford, Connecticut, moved to Austin, Texas, and has been here ever since. Loves the city. And, you know, shout out to him. Now he's a transplant Texan, and I love him for it. So if you go down to El Chupacabra on 6th Street, if you're in Austin, Texas, ask for Brian because he was the man, and he gave us some really good recommendations of where to go for dinner. So shout out to you, Brian, and shout out to Austin, Texas for always being awesome. Every time I go out there, I love Austin. Not only did that start my week off as being great, Debonair Lounge last Monday was awesome, and it's going to be great again tonight. So come out to the Debonair Lounge tonight if you're listening to this on Monday. Cafe 4212, 4212 Alameda Road. Shout out to the Duke of Debonair, Mr. Tamiash. But my band, 2011, which you heard last week on the show, and I kind of hinted at, we have a new single out. We do. Off our upcoming EP, this song is called Dance Floor, and it's an awesome song. I'm going to talk more about it, but right now, I want to play everybody listening to the show. I want to play y'all 2011's new song, Dance Floor, To the Sun. Check it out right now.
That body I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoe that starts. Forget your phone, let's have some fun.
Picture perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say here's where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans. Girls fit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world why I clap on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head. And we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. Cause still believe.
Dance Floor to the Sun, the new single by 2011 off our upcoming EP, Second Sun. Oh, wasn't it awesome, brother? Didn't you just love the Macho Madness that was Dance Floor to the Sun by 2011? So, shout out to you for staying tuned and listening to Dance Floor to the Sun. Such an awesome song. I'm so proud to be a part of it and making that amazing music. And I want to give a huge shout out right now. Probably one of the biggest shout outs I've ever given in Brad Gilmore Show history. I have to shout out to the beautiful and friend of the show and your former guest of the show, and I'm sure will be a guest in the future. If you hadn't heard it, you got to go check out the episode. You're probably sitting there listening. Who is Brad Gilmore talking about? Who is he saying? We want to know, who is Brad Gilmore referring to? Well, I'll give you one guess. She was on episode 47 of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, and you can see her all the time on News Fix on CW39 here in Houston. She is tuned in always, Miss Kai Meyer. Got to give a big shout-out to Kai Meyer. The day the song came out, I sent it to her. I was like, hey, this is my band's new single. Check it out if you get a chance. And what did she do? Not only did she check it out, she put it on television. It played during News Fix, Dance Floor to the Sun, during the daily Day in Picks segment. Thank you so much to Kai Meyer. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram, at Kai Meyer Tuned In. Oh, supreme shout-out to her. Everybody from the band, including myself, Kai, send all of our love and praise out to you for doing that for us. We are so happy. And also, I got to make sure while we're talking about 2011, go over to musicawardspoll.houstonpress.com and cast your ballot in Category 16 for Best Rap Group. Vote 2011 for Best Rap Group. Voting ends at the end of this month, July the 31st. So make sure you go there and you vote for us, because I want to win the award for the best rap group. And we put out a great single last year. 20 Summers, the project was epic. Epic. So I'm just saying, we might be in contention for it. Just something to think about. So make sure you go support us any way you can. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. DJ Motai, Ashley Imani, Ava Levin, Trey Yancey, Corbin Dallas, Prince Cannon, Tay Mitch, everybody in our immediate circle. We all appreciate it, brother. So go check out the song. Go vote for us. Please, please, please. Moving right along, though, I wanted to talk about something big coming up. What today's show is dedicated towards and what's next week's show is going to be dedicated to. It is the Summer of Champions. That's right. Reality of Wrestling's first ever iPay-per-view event, Summer of Champions, is coming to you July the 26th at the Humble Civic Center. Tickets still available at realityofwrestling.com. And the very next day will be July 27th. You'll be available to watch it online at realityofwrestling.com for $4.99. It's going to be such an awesome show. I'm going to talk more about the guests who are going to be at the show. Some of the matches have already been announced, including the main event, which is a steel cage match for the Reality of Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. It'll see the Mysterious Q versus the Samoan Beast. But you got to check it out. So today I'm going to talk to a few different people from the world of reality of wrestling about Summer of Champions, doing the same next week leading up until the show itself, July the 26th. Make sure you check it out. And while we're on the subject of big major events, immediately following our series, our Summer of Champions extravaganza, we're going to do a very special three-part edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, where me, DJ Motai, Ashley Imani, and special guests will sit down in a room and we're going to discuss the many works of one Kanye West. We're going to dive into Mr. West's career in full, talk about all his great albums, talk about maybe some of his missteps in life, if he has any missteps musically. I don't want to get too much into his personal life, but you know, you got to talk about Yeezy's personal life because so much of that is in his music. We're going to cover all that coming up on the Brad Gilmore Show in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that. And there's going to be a major expansion in the Brad Gilmore Show universe, so stay tuned for more details on that, my brother. So anyway, With that being said, we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix, and then I'm going to be back on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right after that to talk more about Summer of Champions, answer some of your questions about pro wrestling, and we're going to just talk. We're going to have some fun. So check it out right now, DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
Just take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go. Slow down, you're trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story of a delusional girl.
Another page from the author of A Lonely Girl. Innocence taken cause she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was plain Jane, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs. Clubs at nights and Facebook likes, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny the confusion from an outer illusion. Never felt true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of coke. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in the couple notes she spoke about the life she lived. And for the chance of fame, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Telling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just wants someone to call her stunning. Or gorgeous, or beautiful on one of those dark nights. When she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead all she has a pen, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So life changes lanes and all she seems to find is pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain. Her soul was taken by the world, no more to give. Pain pills and a lifeless girl, Alice chooses not to live.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go. Slow down, trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story of a delusional girl.
My ex-girl is sex girl, death not the best girl. The type to go to parties, get messed up and show a breast, girl. Look at how you dress, girl, and all these skimpy clothes. Popping bottles, snorting vials, acting like a hoe. Met her at a show, or some event that we was at. Powder on her nose, I couldn't believe that she was into that. But I never deal with that, I thought it'd be fine. Waste time, break time, sunshine, she on my mind. So I went to her house to see if she was lonely. Open door, foaming from the mouth, she had an OD. Looks like the culprit was the Sprite and the codeine. And a couple pills, I could see the bottles opening. A couple light beers, just to fight tears. Pop another pill, so the pain she would not feel. Then I called her mom and said, I'm sad to say, Allison is wasted away because the day she passed away.
Rest in peace.
A moment to shine can change how one is defined. Living life on a path of darkness, no longer caring about the true thoughts of one mind. She escapes into a pit of undermined and outer beauty just to fulfill the happiness of others. No longer content with acting out the role. Only wanted someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love.
Just take it easy.
Go pick you up.
when your dude threw you out like recycle. I just wanna see if you're worth more than one night though. If you the type of girl I can drop my whole life for, see, I'm trying to see if you're into things, you know, little games. When that ass get tame, when you act all shoddy, you scream my name. When you act like it hurt, but you like the pain. I mean, I'm the type of guy, if you're down for that, we can role play, box and go around to that. I may be a little twisted right hand, don't ask. Then we speed it up while we make it last. Woo! Now let's slow it down. I close my eyes and you'll lose that gown. I won't peek or make a sound. You say you lost passion when that's found. I'm trying to make your whole body feel crazy. Get lost up in the things which you call amazing. And we can go all night and even till the days. And all we can't seek is what you're craving.
Let's play a little game. Oh,
cause you about to get chose. Pick you up and take you home. This is all a player knows. And I leave it all behind. I mean, you always on my mind. I swear you always looking fine. I mean, I like the way you look. To get you open like a book. All the things that we could do. You know we always knocking boots in. Yeah, I know you know the rules. I turn around, I captain. Ready or not, here I come. Baby, let them game begin. You came first and you came to win. You came for love, you left for sin. We can play this game again. Again and again and again and again.
Say it. Have you ever knew love?
love from a distance when your friend so Genova, your ass couldn't listen, cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight, super tight. And she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights, huh. But everybody say she wrong for me, cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie, when they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony. I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like your before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me, anytime I needed you, I know that you be there for me. Like my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Saw it as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas, sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had I been alone, but man, I'd be dead as she. Ain't got me feeling like a crack addict, crack addict.
Cause I'm feeling you,
and I ain't mad at it. Off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby, burn, 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 baby, burn, 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 burn me. Yeah.
Now it was June when you came my way. Summer day, small waist and pretty face. Body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves. So you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game because I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision cloudy, kind of like cataract. Situation escalated, kind of like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you were the dinner before you turned off lights, girl. Walked on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, go hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Got it, baby, just like the comic code. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman's? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explains why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like it's Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. 'Cause pleasing you is easy.
You got it.
And we're back on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, episode 61. The Summer of Champions, brother, is around the corner. Now, a lot of you people, the people listening to the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand right now, a lot of you have been asking me several different questions about the professional wrestling industry and business. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to expose all the ins and outs of the business. So a lot of these questions y'all have sent in, I'm not going to be able to answer fully, just to give respect to the product. But what I will do is talk about them and try to answer them to the best of my abilities. Now, this first question comes in. It relates to the WWE. Let me read it here. Hey, Brad. Recently, the WWE Network presented its most recent pay-per-view, Money in the Bank, in which the main event was to crown a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. We all know John Cena ended up winning that match. What are your thoughts? Well, I'll tell you what my thoughts are. Going into Money in the Bank, we know Daniel Bryan was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He was stripped of the title because he had the legitimate neck injury. And we saw at the beginning of the show that he's going to have a second surgery. And I know Farrah and I talked about it on a couple of weeks ago on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Really, really sad stuff. I'm wishing Daniel Bryan a speedy recovery. I hope he's back in the ring as quickly as possible. But as far as John Cena winning, going into the pay-per-view, I had a really, really good idea that John Cena was going to win. I just really felt like John Cena was going to be the winner because, you know, if you looked at the people in the match, Cesaro, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, Bray Wyatt, John Cena, who am I forgetting? John Cena, Roman Reigns, and Kane, and Randy Orton. If you think about all the men that were in that match, you said, okay, well, maybe Randy Orton, possibly Kane, but it wouldn't make a lot of sense unless Daniel Bryan was coming back quick and they could wrap their feud up. So I was like, man, John Cena's got to take it. It's too early for Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt. If he were a babyface, maybe. But, so I really thought John Cena was the favorite to win. And I know the internet wrestling community hates John Cena for some reason. But here's the thing. I'm going to say something a lot of people are going to disagree with me on. I'm a huge Cena fan. I like John Cena. I think John Cena deserves to be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion right now because who else are you going to put it on? And you don't want to rock anyone to the top. I think Roman Reigns is obviously the next guy. After Cena's done and his run is over, obviously I think Roman Reigns is going to be the guy to pick up. They have their next star in line, but it's not Roman Reigns' time yet. It's John Cena's still the number one guy in the company. He's still the face of the WWE. So you got to put it on him, and I'm really thinking they're going to lead it into a match at SummerSlam against Brock Lesnar, which I'm hoping for because I'm hoping they can finally repay that victory or avenge that victory that John Cena had against Brock Lesnar when he beat him at Extreme Rules when Lesnar returned back in 2012, which I just thought was stupid. I still think it's stupid. So I'm hoping it's Brock Lesnar versus John Cena at SummerSlam. I'm hoping Lesnar takes the title, and we'll see what happens after that. But mark my words right here on this podcast, Brock Lesnar, come SummerSlam time, I'm pretty sure will be the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And you know what? I wanted to answer more questions, but here's the thing. I actually had a question of my own to ask. He's been on the show before. He's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. The Solomonster from the Solomonster Sounds Off. I sent a question in to him recently on his program about some royalty, if you know what I'm saying. And I have the audio right here, so I'm going to play that, and then we'll come back.
Brad Gilmore sent in an audio question this week, too.
Hey, Solomonster. Brad Gilmore here. I was sitting and thinking about some of the best and some of the worst kings in professional wrestling history. In your opinion, who are the best and who are the worst?
Well, I can't say King Booker was one of the worst because he'll come after me with his golf club. Brad and Booker played some golf last week. And apparently Booker schooled him. No, actually, King Booker, I have to say, is one of the better kings that they've had in WWE history, at least, because Booker was a guy who had been around for so long. You know, he had been on the roster for so many years, and he had success when he first came over. You know, he was the World Heavyweight Champion and that kind of stuff. But then he cooled off a little bit, and they weren't really doing much with him. When he won the crown, that really launched him back into the main event picture. It was a few months later that he, might have been right after he won the crown, that he became the World Heavyweight Champion again, and he was headlining pay-per-views against, you know, Batista. He was in the mix. You know, he was right there in that headline mix of guys, and it really reinvigorated his career. So in that respect, I think that he probably will go down as one of the better kings in wrestling history, although I have to admit, it did get to the point, and maybe this was the point because he was a heel, but it got to the point where he and Charmel would make their entrance on SmackDown. And I think it was Charmel who would say, "All rise," or "All hail King Booker." But she would say it so many times, I would want to rip my ears off or just like sew them shut. I guess that was kind of the point. That got a little annoying after a while, but I would put King Booker on that list as one of the better kings in wrestling history. And of course, there's Jerry the King Lawler, something like 40 years in the business and 100 and something championships in Memphis. He had most of his success in Memphis, not so much in WWE, although I guess just him being in WWE as long as he has is a success all by itself. So Lawler would have to be probably at the top or near the top of your list of greatest kings. Harley Race was another one. You know, he came over from the NWA, and a lot of guys who would come over, and Dusty Rhodes was an example of this. They put him in the polka dots and probably didn't expect him to get over. He did anyway. But you never knew what was going to happen when you came over to work for Vince McMahon, if they were going to bury you, if they were going to mock you, if they were actually going to push you. Ric Flair was the great example of somebody, a top star, the top guy in the NWA, who came over, and yes, he was the chicken shit heel. He wasn't maybe quite the same, I don't say tough guy, really, but yeah, he would go toe-to-toe with you in the NWA, whether he was in there with Sting, Flair. Yeah, he would beg off and stuff, because that's what heels did back then, but Flair was more of, I think, the chicken shit heel in WWE. But when he came over, he was right in the mix, man. He was right up in Hogan's face. He won the Royal Rumble, greatest Royal Rumble performance of all time, became the champion. And they really treated him the way that he should have been treated. They treated him like a champ. They treated him like a top guy. And they didn't, keep him in the mid-card. Harley Race is another example of a guy who was former NWA champion, what, six times, I think, and came over, and they put the crown on him, and they put him in a robe, and they made him the king. And you could argue on the one hand, what a goofy gimmick to give to one of the greatest legit tough guys in wrestling history. Now he comes over, he's wearing a purple robe, and he's the king of wrestling. But you know what? Back then, that was kind of a big gimmick, and they gave it to him. And he was prominently featured, and he had the feud with the Junkyard Dog. I know he wrestled Hulk Hogan a few times. I'd probably put Harley Race on there as one of the better kings. Of course, then there's the Macho King. How can I talk about greatest kings in wrestling without mentioning Randy Savage? That was kind of the second part of his career there in WWE. Once Elizabeth went away and they did the split and Savage went back to being a heel, he aligned with Sensational Sherry. She was Queen Sherry. They would come out on the giant throne. He had the scepter. I love the Macho King. The Macho King gimmick I thought was great. I think he played it to a hilt. It was fantastic. It was awesome. So Macho King is at the top of my list. Then you had guys like King Haku, not so much. King Hacksaw Jim Duggan, even less. You have the King of Hearts, Owen Hart. He's got to be way up there. King Mabel, not so much. He's probably way down on the list. That didn't work out too well. Then you start getting into other kings, you know, King Kong Bundy, Kenny King. How about the kings of wrestling? Claudio Castagnoli and Chris Hero. It's too bad they never had a run as a tag team in WWE.
So that was the Solid Monsters view on some of the best and some of the worst kings in professional wrestling history. What I'm about to do is I'm about to bring on one of the first guests I'm going to have in this Summer of Champions two-part special here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. He's been on the Brad Gilmore Show archive before, so check it out. I have the one and only Mr. Matt T.P. Topolsky. Here we are back on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, continuing our Summer of Champions Super Show extravaganza, doing it all July the 26th at the Humble Civic Center, the biggest show in reality of wrestling history. And right now on the line, I have somebody who's very special. You've heard him. You've heard him and I do some podcasts in the past. And not only can you hear us in those podcasts, you can hear us every week on Reality of Wrestling Television, because we're the commentary team. I'd like to introduce Matt T.P. Topolsky back to the Brad Gilmore Show. How you doing, man?
Oh, Bradley, every time I'm a guest on this podcast, it really demonstrates how you truly feel about me. We're like kindred spirits, my friend.
We really are. You know, we're the Bouffantes, and we've really been killing it from a commentary tip. Might as well take it to the podcast world and show us our complete domination of all sorts of audio things in this world that we live in. But man,
you know, if I may submit to the listeners, Brad, I have to say that at this point we'd be hard pressed not to call us the tag team champions of commentary.
There you go. Hey, see, I like it. You are the European champion of commentary, but now
I am.
I think we've gotten to the fact of we are the tag team champions of commentary. We need belts made. We need to just go ahead and do it. But speaking of champions, we're looking forward toward July 26th, the Summer of Champions, the first pay-per-view from Reality of Wrestling. Matt Topolsky, tell me how you're feeling about Summer of Champions.
Man, I am so excited about this. You know, you talk about all the cliched phrases, the electricity's in the air, you can cut it with a knife, and so on and so forth. But it's never been more true than it is for this event, man. Number one, the Humble Civic Center, a beautiful venue. It's going to be jam-packed with the Row Nation. We have an unbelievable card. We've got superstar guests from top to bottom, special surprises planned. And, man, the main event, a steel cage and the heavyweight championship on the line between the Mysterious Q and the Samoan Beast with Stevie Ray in his corner. What more could you ask for? I can't wait, man.
It's a stacked lineup. You know, you and I, the other night we did some television taping, some on-camera stuff, getting ready for this event. And we were, you know, me and you were just talking, and we're like, man, I can't believe how huge this and massive this event is turning out to be. You mentioned special guests, like we have Raj Singh, formerly Jinder Mahal from WWE. We have Diamond Dallas Page, who the Brad Gilmore Show audience is very familiar with. Diamond Dallas Page will be in the house. I don't know. Do you think we can get him to give us like a backstage seminar with DDP Yoga before the show starts?
Well, yeah, if that is planned, I'm going to need a few extra minutes to stretch before we get started. So,
I
look forward to it.
And then who else we have? We have Devon Dudley, TNA Hall of Famer, multi-time tag team champion.
I think he's held over 20 tag team titles from ECW to WCW to WWE. One of the greatest tag team champions in the history of professional wrestling and sports entertainment. I mean, what a huge name to have on the card. You know, we've got Diamond Dallas Page that's going to be there. And a very, very special guest that's going to be joining me on commentary, the original voice of Reality of Wrestling and now NXT commentator, Rich Brennan's going to be in the house. How about that?
Rich Brennan coming back to the Row. I know he's so excited. I was just talking with Booker right before I talked to you, and Book was just so excited just to have Rich back in the family fold for one night only. And it's funny because you came into Reality of Wrestling right as Rich was, I guess, exiting and going to WWE, and y'all never got the chance to work with each other, right?
You know, in the indies, we did a little bit of work together where, you know, he would do some ring announcing and I would do some on-camera stuff for other things and whatnot. And we had done some stuff before together, but never on TV. And I'm actually in Reality of Wrestling, and I'm sitting at that desk now because of Rich. So I owe him a great deal of thanks, and it's going to be a dream come true to be able to work with him on July 26th.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And we can't forget the general manager of all general managers, Teddy Long.
Oh, Slayer.
Playa. Teddy Long's going to be in the building.
Playa.
And I have a feeling, I don't know, I don't want to speak before I'm supposed to, or I just have a premonition, though, that he might have to make a tag team match.
Oh, let me holler at you, Playa. I got to tell you something. Teddy Long, one of my all-time favorites. I have been a fan of Teddy Long since I can remember, and it's going to be exciting to meet him. It's going to be exciting to have him as a part of the Reality of Wrestling. And who knows, Brad, this might just be the beginning.
It might be. Who knows? You know, Teddy Long, general, could be a co-GM with Charmel, possibly. I would love to see more Teddy Long in Reality of Wrestling. And you know what's funny about Teddy Long is I remember him first as a referee, like back in the Attitude Era in WWE. And I always, for some reason, thought that Teddy Long would be the referee to where if, like, the heel or somebody, like, pushed him or the bad guy pushed him or something, that he'd be the guy to, like, knock the wrestler out. He'd be the guy to slap somebody real quick. I just always had that feeling about Teddy Long.
You know, Teddy Long has been around for a very long time. He's had an incredible career. I think 30 years or maybe even more in this business. I mean, I remember Teddy Long all the way back to the time when I believe he was managing a tag team named Doom in WCW. So, I mean, this is a guy that has had just a remarkable career. To have him as a part of Summer of Champions, to have all these stars be a part of this internet pay-per-view and the biggest event in the history of Reality of Wrestling, I think it rubber stamps the credentials of the Row and where we're headed. We're the flagship of Texas wrestling, and having these stars be a part of this event absolutely proves that.
It's going to be awesome. And then you just think about all the stuff that, you know, has led up to this moment. You know, back in December is when it all kicked off for Reality of Wrestling, really, with our Christmas Chaos show. You came in right after that, but at Christmas Chaos, we had Michael Cole, the Usos, the Boogeyman, Shelton Benjamin, and not to mention all the stars of Reality of Wrestling. So for that to come full circle, and now we have the Summer of Champions. We go from Christmas to the summertime, two of my favorite times of year, and now we have the first iPay-per-view, July 26th, Humble Civic Center. Tickets on sale right now, realitywrestling.com.
And Matt, and you know, you talk about it, Brad, how big this event is. Not only will the heavyweight championship be defended that night inside a steel cage, we're going to crown the first ever Diamonds Division champion in a battle royal. And you know how these girls have been tearing each other apart over the last few months. I can't imagine what's going to happen in that.
Man, I can't wait just to see it, all right? Because we have some of the most beautiful women in all of Texas working at Reality of Wrestling. And I got to say, my favorite to win the battle royal, I got to put money on Cinema. Because you know Matt Topolsky, you know she works out, and me and you both know that she squats.
She squats.
That's right. She squats. So yes. A lot of like great stuff coming up, and you're going to be calling the action, like you said, with Rich Brennan. Like, if you're a wrestling fan and you live in the Houston, Texas area, and you're not coming to the show, I don't know what you're doing. You need to be there July 26th. And if you're not, you can watch it July the 27th for $4.99 on realitywrestling.com. I think it's just the greatest value of any pay-per-view you'll find, and it's just one of the greatest shows. I know it's going to be an epic night, a historical night, and I'm for something tells me, Matt Topolsky, that the guests that we've talked about aren't going to be the only people to show up July the 26th at the Humble Civic Center. So anyway, yep. Polsky, here it is. We're weeks away. We're about 2 weeks out from Summer of Champions. What's your excitement level like right now?
Well, if I were to say it was a 10, it would be an understatement. It's something between a 200 and a 2,000, Brad. This is going to be the biggest night in the modern history of Texas professional wrestling. There are going to be some big stars on hand. That night, I really believe, will change the course of history for Reality of Wrestling forever. If you are a professional wrestling fan, if you're a fan of the Roh Nation, you have to get out to the Humble Civic Center July the 26th. They talk about supporting indie wrestling. This is about more than just that. This isn't indies. This is the flagship of Texas wrestling. You've got to be there for it. You'll never see anything bigger or better than what you're going to get from Summer of Champions on July the 26th.
Well, TP, you said it all right there. So glad that you were able to join me here on the Brad Gilmore Show, and I will see you sooner than July 26th, but I'm hoping we see all the listeners listening right now, July 26th at the Humble Civic Center. Tickets on sale right now, and if you're not in the Houston area, like I said, July 27th, you can watch it online, $4.99, realityofwrestling.com. Topolsky, appreciate you. You can follow him at Matt Topolsky on Twitter, Facebook. Topolsky got it first. All right. Topolsky always gets it first.
He does.
I'll talk to you soon, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Big shout out to Matt TP Topolsky for coming through and helping a brother out and talking about the Summer of Champions going down July the 26th. You know, I wish we had more time to continue this extravaganza. It was just the preview of what's going down next week on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. You never know who's going to be on the show. Might be the King and Queen, might be Kelly Kevin, might be the Champions, the Brothers Lockhart. We're going to be talking to some Reality of Wrestling stars next week on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand, so look out for that episode. And thank you for downloading this one. I want to say this, though, before we get out of here. Last Monday night, my boy Dallas Jones, a.k.a. Corbin Dallas, celebrated his 21st birthday at the Debonair Lounge. And he had a great time. Shout out to everyone who came through. Shout out, I actually posted a picture of two of the guests that came through. Shout out to Kirko Bangs, who was on last week's show, and that same night I saw him at the lounge. Shout out to Kirko Bangs, who has a song that's actually out today called Rich with August Alsina. Go download that too. If you got a chance, shout out to Kirko Banks and shout out to Christopher Reed. Yeah, you might not know that name off top, but you'll remember Kid and Play. That's right. Kid from Kid and Play coming to the Debonair Lounge again. I'm running into this guy everywhere. I'm trying to get him on the show. I'm not going to speak too soon, but hopefully I'm speaking into existence. I'm putting it out in the atmosphere. Hopefully I can get Kid from Kid and Play on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand here very, very, very soon, brother. But for right now, this is really all I got for this week. We're going to have more people on next week, so look forward to Summer of Champions Part 2 here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Go out, check out realitywrestling.com right now for more information about the event. And also make sure you tune in every Saturday night here in Houston on the Cube, Channel 57, 53 on Comcast. And check us out, Reality of Wrestling at 2 in the morning. And check us out, Soul of the South, at a television near you somewhere. Go to ssn.tv. Yeah, ssn.tv to find out more about Soul of the South Network and Booker T's Reality Wrestling. And you can watch full episodes there or at realitywrestling.com. So go anywhere you can, figure it out, check us out, because this is the remix. Chaos Ashanti, flossing hot in the club. We about to triple up. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I'm not going to bust into song for all y'all today on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. But, yo, just in all seriousness, thank you for supporting all the times that you have in the past. Look, there, my phone's going off. But, yeah, thank you for checking us out on the Brad Gilmore Show. Tune in next week. Summer of Champions continues. I'm going to close the show out the same way I started it, with Dance Floor by 2011. So check it out. Tune in next week. Thank you so much. Peace.
You got that body I wanna do. Damn, girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah, girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget everyone we came for. Tomorrow's way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoe that sucks. Forget your phone, let's have some fun. It's only one night to the sun.
Picture perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type, off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell, real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this, and in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on, and your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that? You not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that, and your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world wide clip on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forget everyone we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
To the
the sun. You worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping, pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away, and with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head, and we can think about the greatest thing.
So let's go, take my hand.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.